1936 was the first time the Olympics recognized the game of basketball. In the United States, AAU, YMCA, and college teams competed to see who would represent the nation in that first ever competition. It was a team of oil refiners from McPherson, Kansas, that wound up with the honor. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone. They're gone.
You're kidding.
Nope, they're gone. They're gone, gone.
Okay, all right. Think about it. Where did you have them last?
I remember I was home, then I took them, and then I spent them on that vacation to Aruba. Then I bought this miniature suit of armor I saw in the in-flight magazine.
And that's the last you saw of your savings?
Yes.
This is so weird.
I know, right?
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. You'd be surprised how quickly a little money from every paycheck can really add up. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
The armor is cool, though. Oops. I think I broke its gauntlet.
You broke my favorite part.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
The McPherson Globe Refiners brought innovation to the game of basketball. Led by Coach Gene Johnson, they introduced techniques common today.
Instead of walking the ball up the floor, he would try to fast break. And so he had his players in shape, and they ran the ball up, or they passed the ball as quickly as they could. The other thing that they did was they applied pressure all over the court, zone pressure.
Rich Hughes says McPherson combined their fast break and zone press with sheer size to win championships.
The McPherson Refiners were also very tall. They're NBA tall. They averaged about 6'5 or 6'6 across, and more than half the team dunked, and they were the inventor of the dunk.
Before the 1936 Olympic tryouts, McPherson played against a college all-star team at New York's Madison Square Garden. Sports writers were impressed.
They would go through their layup drills, except they dunked the ball, and this is where the New York sports writer coined the phrase dunking, because it was like a cafe customer dunking a roll into his coffee.
Players from the McPherson squad and a team sponsored by Universal Pictures were selected to represent the U.S. in the Olympics. It was almost every athlete for themselves in a Depression-era effort to get to the boat that would transport the Olympians to Europe for the Games.
The McPherson team and the Universal team, as well as most of the Olympians, had to have bake sales or raffles to get themselves to New York City. And the McPherson team just about did not get to New York City because of lack of funding.
The story of that gold medal match is next time as we travel the countryside in Overland Park, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.